For some, going to the shops is a good way to relax or perhaps socialize. But many of us are spending less at the shops as more people are choosing to do their shopping online. I spoke to Jerry Macy, National Manager at Commonwealth Bank, about their latest report on the retail industry.
So this report, which is provided by CommBank for the retail community, it's available on our website for free, aims to provide some research and thought into the last mile delivery of goods primarily bought online, and aims to give insight, I suppose, to help retailers to improve on that last mile delivery option that they provide.
Jerry also outlined some of the main challenges that the retail industry is facing against online shopping.
What we found was that retailers tend to be focused on speed. You'll know from your own experience that when you buy something online, you are offered standard delivery or express delivery, perhaps even faster, 1 hour delivery. Now, that isn't necessarily what consumers are looking for or value. We found, in fact, that cost and control were valued more than speed of delivery. Cost, obviously, the cheaper, the better. But when it comes to control, consumers are looking for the ability to follow their delivery as it's traveling through the process. They're looking for good customer service, like being able to phone up and find out where that delivery happens to be, even wanting to be able to change the delivery whilst en route. And that's not always offered by retailers.
Apart from the challenge to provide more efficient delivery systems, senior economist from Westpac, Matthew Hassan, believes that retailers have to be aware of other challenges.
Rather than any specific issues around online delivery, I think there's a general theme about increased competitive pressure in the space that's compounding some of the slow growth problems that retailers have encountered. And areas like department stores, for example, have been going through multiple years of slow growth due to some of the changes in consumer spending patterns and the format for retail. In other areas like clothing, for example, there's probably more pressure coming from online sales from abroad. And I suspect there's also a generational change going on in that segment as well. We've seen a large number of retail clothing brands close over the last couple of years.
The task to boost the retail sector is on the quest. Catherine O'Regan, Executive Director at Sydney Business Chamber, believes that some things can be done to boost the retail market.
Retailers right now are experiencing really challenging times, so it's appropriate that we start to think a little bit differently. We start to think about the city as a place where you can shop far later than it is now. We need to be a city that's open for business so that you can shop after hours, after work, and at times that's not just necessarily during the day or during your lunch hour. Sydney is a global city, but New York, as a global city, also provides nighttime trading for shopping. And that's an important lesson that we can too learn from that city, to trade at any time in New York and to actually have great shopping experience no matter what time it is something that we can definitely learn from for Sydney.
As mentioned before, another challenge that retailers are facing is our slow economic growth. Dr. Peter Davison from the ACSS believes that the government should inject money into social services to boost our economy.
There are alternatives. One is to increase incomes of people who will spend the money right away where it's needed in the parts of the country where unemployment is highest. And I'm talking about increasing the New Start allowance by $75 a week, as we've been arguing for some time now. It would cost around $3.3 billion a year, and virtually all of that would be spent in shops wherever unemployment is high, and so it's going to give a boost where it's most needed.